Everyone, welcome to Beacon of Hope's Living the Good Life. And we are live right here in Clearwater, Florida. I would say beautiful Clearwater, Florida, but I can't say that today, Nan.
Why can't you say that? Although I know, but why don't you tell the folks why you can't say that?
Well, it's just rained for 129 days, it seems like, but it really isn't. But it feels that way.
Well, I've been on vacation, as you know, for 2 weeks. Go back to work tomorrow. I think it rained every day.
I know it did.
It interfered with what I wanted to do, but that's okay.
It did. You know? And all I can say to that is thank God for the week before when my kids were here and four of my grandsons with their parents. And I tell you what, we had a beautiful weather, and I thank God for that because it's like the night I put them on the plane, it started raining, and it's not finished yet. And so, well, thank God for sunny days for them.
I'm glad it was nice for you and your family. I would have rather been nice for you guys than nice for me because they could only get down here. So I love you, Pastor.
I know, because they can't come very often.
Exactly, yeah. I live here all the time.
That's right. And I had a wonderful time at the beach with the grandsons and the parents. And, oh, wow, it's great. Anyway, welcome all of you out there to Living the Good Life. We are just thrilled every single week to be able to do this show. And we are in our ninth year on the air every Sunday afternoon here live in the Tampa Bay area at 3 o'clock Eastern. And then we are on the Starcom Network. And I tell you what, Nan, we just so appreciate having been picked up by them with this show and with our other show on Thursday nights, Go Yard. What a joy it is to be in so many different cities now and in so many different countries. Thanks to Starcom Media Network. So welcome all of our listeners wherever you are. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and Nan Watson is here in the studio with me, one of our radio team members. And Betty will be joining us from Indiana in just a few. And together we are going to have a great show today. And we've got great music and, as always, contemporary Christian music that it just seems like God just causes that music to come together and make the points we're making. And it's just amazing because we are not scripted at all. We have a general idea where we're going, but we really are not scripted at all, which is pretty cool, isn't it, Nan?
I was going to say that. It is pretty cool. I mean, you have a general idea. God leads you in what songs to pick.
Right.
They always fall perfectly within what's being said,
and it's not planned.
No,
that's what's so bizarre.
I mean, it's just God just does this every week, every week, every week, every week. I mean, how wonderful is His blessings and in His anointing and in His moving?
Oh, it really is. So today we're going to talk about telling the truth. How about that?
Sounds like a good topic.
Does that sound like a good topic?
Sounds
because
like
you know, it's better to tell the truth than not to tell the truth, and so often we find ourselves in positions in life where maybe the truth is bent, or maybe there's just an outright lie or whatever, and it can cause a lot of problems in our lives. We're going to talk about the value of truth in every area of our lives today, and it goes right along. We're kind of finishing up. I thought we finished up last Sunday. I think we really are finishing up this Sunday with the series we've been doing, All Out Alignment. And so we have something new, a new fresh topic next week.
All right.
We are not sure what that is yet. So I can't announce it. So can't announce it if you don't know it, right? So anyway, because we wait on the Holy Spirit to guide and direct each show. And that's just a joy and just a blessing. Where did we just come from, Nan?
We just came from Palm Gardens Assisted Living
Nursing home. Yeah, whatever. It's called in Clearwater. And we go there the first Sunday of every month, and we've been doing that for 5 years right now, just completed our fifth year. What do you think about that, Nan? What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty cool. I actually came to the church about a couple months before you started. So I actually got to start the first time y'all went. It was really exciting. It's really neat. They're our church. They're part of our church.
Yes, they are.
The outreach of our church. And it's so cool to... You know, to see them singing on the songs. You sing songs that, you know, we used to in children's church.
Right.
Or
we sing
Bible
old Sunday school songs that they will know.
Great, you know.
And they do know them. That's what's amazing to me, how they remember those words, man. That just blesses me. Room was packed, and then the hallway today again, as usual. And I tell you what, seeing their bright, smiling faces, and they love it when we... You know, engage them and yes. pray with them and talk with them and hug on them and all that stuff. And it's a joy for us, isn't it?
It is. One of them told me, I look forward to this every month.
Yeah.
Because we're there, you know, once a month. They have actually asked us to be more there more often, and we just can't do that. But
yeah.
we're there once a month, and she said, I look forward. She goes, it's actually a daughter of one of them. She
yes.
makes a point that she's there
yes.
to be, and she said, I had to miss my church this morning, but I knew I was going to have church at 1:15 this afternoon. And so that was her church service, as it is for all the residents
yes,
that come.
Yes, it really is. So what a joy. You know, ministry is just giving of yourself to bless others, you know, and being that servant leader is really what a minister means. And so it's so cool to be able to minister to them and, you know, whatever they understand, you know, some of them can hear very well, some of them can't, but most of them can sing and raise their hands. And when we get to the hallelujahs on some of those songs and they're all raising their hands, man, it just blesses me. All over. So praise God. Welcome to Living the Good Life. And we're going to start right out with a great song. And then Betty will be joining us shortly. And this song is entitled Shepherd by Todd Agnew. See what you think of this. Listen to these words. I believe they will bless you. I know they will. I know they will.
Sheep are weary, cold and tired, battered and bruised and torn. And shepherd, your sheep are hungry. We got what we wanted, but we still need something more. Just need to hear your voice.
need to hear your voice. Show us the way. Whatever You Might Say, great song by Todd Agnew, and it really goes along with this series we've been doing on coming into alignment, all out alignment with God's plan and purpose for our lives. And when it comes right down to it, man, we've got to hear God's voice. We need to hear His voice. I think a lot of people say, would tell you if they were totally honest, that they don't think they ever hear God's voice. They don't even know how to do that. It's one thing we've been stressing in this series, but God just gave you a poem. It looks like through the glass. I'm in the control room running the machines, and you are in there in the control room, but I can hear and I can see you typing.
So. I was typing, yes.
Yes,
was
talk inspiring. To us. Talk to us.
It's entitled, I Am Your Shepherd. I am the most loving shepherd of you. I am here to speak to you through your days. Spend quiet time in your closet. Look to me sincerely as you pray.
Praise God.
You will hear what I have to say to you. Just spend time listening to me. You will hear the words that you need. I will speak to you, for you can trust me. Wait upon me as you would a friend to call, for I am your friend, lovingly here for you. I will guide you and comfort your heart. I am your wonderful shepherd. I am true.
Oh, that is good. And I like that it ended in I am true. That's right on with what we're talking about today. But Nan, don't you think, and I love the fact God just gave you that and reminding us and encouraging us to listen to His voice, to get there, get that time with Him, right?
Yes. If I may share about
please,
my 2 weeks.
Please share about your 2 weeks.
The Lord had kind of spoke to me and dealt with me that this is going to be a really important period for you to spend with me.
Yeah.
And I made it a point that every day, I usually like to go to, you know, some of the fast food places or whatever, eat breakfast and just be out. And I'm there and there's you know, voices around me, people talking, kids making noise, whatever. But I don't hear any of that.
Wow.
I hear from God.
Yes.
And it's like that is my quiet time has been for the last 2 weeks, except for one day. I just wasn't able to do it because of circumstances. And He spoke to me a lot. And I typed what He said to me. And, you know, there's people who listening who are, that sounds very foreign to them. Like, what? God speak to you? You know, you gotta be kidding. What are you hearing? Voices? No, I don't hear voices. He speaks
absolutely
just into your spirit, into
yes,
your mind.
He does.
He gives you things. And He's no respecter of persons. What He does for you, what He does for me.
Amen.
What He does for Betty, who's going to be
right.
joining us. He will do for anybody.
That's right.
And in this poem, it just seemed to stress to take the time to spend. It said in the closet. That's an old term that we used to use. You get in your prayer closet.
Right.
It doesn't mean you get in a closet. It gets in wherever that you can spend that time with Him, you know? And that's important. And He will, if you spend the time, you pray to Him, and then you just wait and listen, He'll speak to you.
Oh, absolutely.
He'll speak to you.
And as we, that goes right along with this whole series on being aligned with Him, because we've been talking about Gideon the last few weeks, and Gideon had an encounter with God. And we really stressed this point last week about the importance of having encounters with God where we are listening through His voice, where we are hearing what He has to say, where we are open to what He has to say to us. And Nan, that poem just brings that right back. Why don't you read it one more time? Would you do that?
Certainly. Let me get down to that page. Okay, it's entitled.
Can you find it?
Yeah, oh, yes, right here. I was just on the next page for the next poem that He inspires today.
Okay.
I am your shepherd. I am the most loving shepherd of you. I am here to speak to you through your days. Spend quiet time in your closet. Look to me sincerely as you pray. You will hear what I have to say to you. Just spend time listening to me. You will hear the words that you need. I will speak to you, for you can trust me. Wait upon me as you would a call to a friend from a friend, for I am your friend, lovingly here for you.
Mm-hmm.
I will guide
yeah.
you and comfort your heart. I am your wonderful shepherd. I am true.
Oh, that's right.
You know, something
right
that kind of stands up with that about waiting on a friend. You know,
yes.
you know, when we, you know, I make plans. I'm going to meet with a friend. We're going to go to a restaurant. I get there early. I don't normally get there early, but there's times I get there early. And I just eagerly wait, or when I'm driving to the restaurant, eagerly wait. I cannot hardly wait to see that friend because they
right.
mean so much to me.
Sure.
And I want to spend that time with that friend and talk with that friend. And then friend talk to me. That's the way it needs to be with
Amen.
Us and God.
He
as Pastor Jim was talking. I mean, this just goes hand in hand with
what we
he
just
spoke
did
this morning. I mean, this afternoon at the nursing home about we're a friend of God,
right?
And we need to, you know, we respect Him as God Almighty, okay?
Right.
We don't all that, but He's also our friend, and He's there to talk to us if we'll take the time to listen.
He calls Himself our friend, and
he
says that He would send the Holy Spirit, who is our friend, our advocate, our counselor. Betty, are you on the air with us?
I am here.
All right. Good to see you on the air, you know, even though I can't see you, but good to see you on the air. So, Eddie, from Connersville, Indiana, and one of our regular team members. And, you know, Betty, we've been talking this whole series about the importance of spending time with God in order to get aligned with His will and His purpose. And I think this poem that Nan just got from the Lord just really brings that home, that point of how important it is to spend the quality time with God so that we can hear Him correctly, don't you think?
Yes, I believe that you're both, you know, right on, because missing that time with the Lord takes us to a place where we shouldn't be, and that's where we can get into the flesh.
Oh, yeah.
More regularly, and we have a tendency to not do His will when we're in the flesh. And
do you want to explain that in the flesh thing?
Yeah, I would be glad to. One of the things that in the flesh means is that we become like the world.
Okay.
We do like the world does, or we act like the world does. We say things that the world does, and that would be a sin. Swearing, doing things that are not pleasing to God is things of the flesh.
Okay.
Things maybe getting into alcohol, drugs, pornography, those type of things that Satan pulls us into if we let him.
Right.
And that's why it is so important that you stay in the Word and you stay so
close to
the Lord that Satan can't get that foothold in your life and cause you to become like the world when we need to be witnessing to
exactly.
the world, not acting like them.
Well, and when we take the time to spend with God, we realize that His thoughts become more our thoughts and His ways our ways as we spend time in the Word, and we don't want to behave the way everybody else behaves. We don't want to have all that, you know, bad attitude and swearing and things like that. We don't want to do that. The more time we spend with God, we want to be more like Him. Nan, you relate to that? You agree with that?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, like I said, this 2-week period has been almost like a retreat time with God and I, and
right.
I would just spend however much time at the restaurant where I would be, and just spending that time with Him, and you know, it's just we really have to do that. I'm like looking at, okay, I like the morning time because it's before you get going with the rush, the hecticness of your day, and by the end of the day, if you work, you get home, you take care of the house, whatever you need to do, cook, take care of kids, and you're tired,
right?
You know, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do this because I have to be work at 7:00 in the morning. I drive from Clearwater, Tampa.
Right.
So I'm not quite sure how this is all going to play out, but I'm going to try to make it happen so it can happen in the morning time, because that's just, you know, Jesus got up in the morning time
and
he's prayed and spent that time with His Father praying in the morning time.
Well, that song just says, we just need to hear Your voice. We just need to hear what You're going to say. In fact, let me read those words one more time. We just need to hear Your voice, whatever You might say. Show us Your way. We need it, Betty. We need it as much as we do the food that we consume every day, the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because he quenches our thirst.
Yeah.
He gives us food for our soul.
Right.
And His words nourish us, whether we take in the bread or we take in the meat, because man cannot live by bread alone. And one of the things that He wants us to do is open communication with Him on a regular basis, not just maybe once or twice, maybe once on Wednesday and maybe once on Friday or whenever you choose to do it, it's almost like picking up the phone and calling your best friend or calling your mom or your dad or whomever, is that you want to talk to them. Now, we should have that desire,
yes,
within us,
yes,
to want to talk to Him, talk to our Heavenly Father, talk to Jehovah God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Who would you want to communicate more with than Him?
Right. You know, when in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus had just come out of the desert of 40 days of fasting and the devil started to harass Him with three temptations, the first one in Matthew 4, verse, I don't know, 2 or 3, the devil says to Him, "Since you are God's son, speak the word and that will turn these stones into loaves of bread." The devil was trying to put Jesus in a interesting position here, trying to, in a way, make it look like the devil wanted to see a miracle. But really, what Jesus answered is so important, because He answers, "It is written," and He quotes Deuteronomy 8:3 when He says, "It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth." And so right there, He put Satan in his place and said, it's not about what we eat and drink every day. It's about the word that comes from God's mouth that we receive, that we need, that we want. And this is in the Message Bible, but I love the way it says this in Matthew 4, verse 3. I'm going to read it one more time. Since you, Jesus answered, I guess it's verse 4, Matthew 4, 4. Jesus answers and quotes Deuteronomy 8, 3. It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. Talk to me about that, Betty, because it does take a steady stream. And it's not just once a year or Christmas and Easter. It's a steady stream. Talk to us, Betty. And then we'll get to Nan on that.
Well, I think that you're so right on, Pastor, because what we were talking about, bread, is God's word.
Yes.
It's God's word in a way that a newcomer or even myself can understand. Once we get into the meat, which is God's word, which is the, we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then you have the book of Acts, the book of Romans. This is where it gets a little bit more about how they lived with Jesus and how that they wanted the people in the church of Ephesus, they wanted those people to be more like Christ.
Right, exactly.
And it took them many years to be able to get just from place to place to be able to say what the Lord wanted them to say, what they wanted them to preach, the good news.
Right, exactly.
And it's going to be in the next few weeks, days, weeks, and months to come, is that we have to be able to digest everything that the Lord wants us to do.
Right.
It can be a slow process in the next few weeks and months and days to come. It's going to be a fast learn. It's going to be a quick learn. It's going to be a quick study, because He wants us to know everything about Him.
Yes,
so
yes,
that we can be like Him.
We can't align ourselves with Him if we don't want Him in our lives and want to be in the Word. Right on, Betty. Nan, talk to us about this. Right on.
Well, what came to my mind, to give an example, I had a procedure done this week due to something that had happened that was disturbing, but I wasn't concerned about it really, because I knew God had it all in control. And for that procedure, I had to not eat and drink anything, and it wasn't until 2:30 in the afternoon I started getting really thirsty, because I drink a lot of fluid throughout the day.
Yeah, you do.
I drink a lot of fluid. I drink a lot of water, a lot of soda, and it was like I was thirsty.
Yeah,
I mean, I was thirsty. I wasn't really that hungry. I was thirsty, mm-hmm. And I would take some ice cubes and suck. I had to have some. I was so terribly thirsty. It was terrible. And what just came to mind is we're supposed to thirst.
Oh, absolutely,
after God.
We are.
And, ironically, I like to give a praise report in the midst of that, is they did the procedure, and the doctor came to me. I was in recovery, and he said, I can't find anything wrong that would have caused that to happen. It must have healed itself. And I'm thinking to myself later, I'm like, no, it didn't. Whatever was wrong, and there was definitely something wrong, it was gone.
Yeah. Praise God.
Is my God healed me? It didn't just heal itself.
He's
my
our
God
healer.
Healed me,
you praise know? God.
But we need a thirst after the yes. word of God. We need to yes. thirst. Just I was craving some water. I mean, I seriously craving some water. Then a friend of mine had a procedure 2 days later and said, now I understand how you felt, because she wasn't supposed to drink anything.
Right.
You know? But we need to, just as I was thirsting after that water,
right.
we need to thirst after
the amen.
Word. We need to thirst after Whoa, God's
praise God.
Moving in our lives. God's speaking to us. As you've been talking, God's speaking to us.
This is one of the keys, the most important keys to aligning ourselves with Him, is that we have got to desire that thirst and that hunger for God and His Word. Betty talked to us about that. And by the way, Betty Nan just brought me a 44 ounce Polar Pop of Diet Coke here. So I am well taken care of here for the show. Go ahead.
Well,
speaking of thirst.
We're not going to be dehydrated.
No,
anyway.
I guess not. No, speaking of thirst.
But that's right. I think one of the things that when you become thirsty, you actually become starting of a process called dehydration.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And once you become dehydrated, the body starts telling itself, and that's why Nan's thirsting.
Right.
Because her body's telling her, we need water. You know,
right.
all of the little guys in there are going, hey, we need water. Water down here. Water in the
right.
pool. But that's how we should become thirsting for God's word and thirsting for His living water.
Amen.
His living water brings life.
Yes.
And the thing I guess we're trying to stress here is that we get dry. We
yeah.
get thirsty.
We do.
Our bones become brittle.
Yeah.
It's time to be refreshed. It's time to let go of the brittleness, the dryness, that's the anger, the hostility that we hold in us that keeps us from wanting to get into God's word.
Exactly.
And we have to discipline ourselves enough to know when it's time to go to the well.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
He wants us to thirst after righteousness.
Absolutely.
And he wants us to be well hydrated, and well hydrated in the word makes us want to praise Him more.
Yes.
Makes us line up with what He wants us to
Amen.
Do. Amen. Witness to people. Pray for people. Give out of the kindness of your heart, expecting nothing in return.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the greatest things that we can do, of course, is pray.
Yeah.
But God's word can tell us and help us in every aspect of our lives,
Marcia, oh.
or Pastor Marcia and Nan, is that it's there, it's for us, it's written in so many translations in so many ways that God's word can get into us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365
yes. Yes.
days a year, if that's what we want, and that's what we need to
oh,
do.
Well, that's what we
if
need.
Want is need, and we should want and thirst after God's word.
Oh, I totally agree with you, which brings me a perfect segue to John chapter 6 about verse 35, where he says this, and I'm reading from the Message Bible. I am the bread of life. This is Jesus talking right there. I love this in the Message because it's got the word of the hour for us. The person who aligns with me, and Betty, I think you brought this scripture up a few weeks back on this show. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more ever. I've told you this explicitly because even though you've seen me in action, you don't really believe me. This is what Jesus is saying. Every person the Father gives me eventually comes running to me. And once that person is with me, I hold on and I don't let go. You know, that is great news that Jesus hangs on to us no matter what it is we're going through. When we run towards Him and get ourselves in alignment with Him, He doesn't let go of us, Betty. He does not let go of us. I love this. He says, I hold on and don't let go. I came down from heaven not to follow my own whim, but to accomplish the will of the one who sent me. And Jesus is talking here about the fact that he's the bread. And of course, he says that he's the word in John chapter 1. And when we realize that getting in the word and absorbing that is eating that bread of life, it changes us. Nan, talk to us about that.
As Betty was speaking about the word, God gave me a poem.
Okay.
I'd love to share this. It's called Thirst After My Direction.
Okay.
Thirst after what I have for you, I am here. I will speak to you. Spend time in prayer with me. Reading my word is what you should do. I am here. Study my word and pray. You will learn so much about me. You'll be able to learn so much, and of your weights, you'll be set free.
Whoa.
My word will lead you into good things. There are such rich, rich things there for you. If you pick up my word to read it, is this something that you will do? It's like, I didn't know this scripture we were going to turn to and talk about. And Betty, what she was saying about the word, and there's a little, it's interesting, there's a little bit of repetitiveness in this particular poem, but I think he's just wanting to stress to us,
yes,
we need to pick up his
we
word.
We need to do it.
We need a thirst after. Like Betty said, it's not just the thing you do on Easter and thing you do on at Christmas. You need to do it daily, as Betty was saying. You need to spend that time with God, listen to him, read his word. Don't just, yes, listen to him, but he speaks through his word to us. We learn of all the things that we can have there from him.
Absolutely.
Of the gifts that he gives us. He gives us peace. He gives us joy. He gives us love. We have to choose that we want to accept those things. Betty was talking about doing things, you know, as a world, living in the flesh. You know, and as we spend time, she said, as we spend time with him, we want to do more and more of learning of him. And there's so much richness in the word of what he has for us if we just spend that time in the word.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Betty, talk to us about that, because I think this is exactly what this show needs to be about today, because I think we as just human beings all over the world need a wake-up call about the preciousness and the importance of aligning ourselves with the word, which is Jesus, which is his Bible, his written word here, the word. Go ahead, Betty. You there? Did I lose you?
Sorry. No, I'm here. I have the animals around me, so I don't want
Hearing
meowing and barking and
okay,
neighing and everything.
Betty's a rancher, folks. She's got five horses and 112 dogs and 45,000 cats. And go ahead.
Yeah, it's about life, though. but a little less than that.
Yeah, I think,
I think one of the things that God, the Lord is trying to tell us is to draw near to him, and he will draw near to us.
Amen.
It's one of those things where God gives us a will of our own.
Mm-hmm.
We choose the path. We choose the things that we want to do during the day.
Right.
One of the things that I learned a few years ago is that it takes about 2 weeks to develop a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the habits that I have tried very hard to stick to is either listening to God's word through my Bible app or reading God's word.
Amen.
Or whatever, to try to stay, to get myself accustomed to reading or listening to God's word.
Yes, yeah.
And it's just like that old saying, you know, a week without, you know, a day without God's word, you know, 7 days without God's word makes 1 week.
It does, yeah.
And that's not EEK, but WEAK.
And it so really right. Does.
By not staying in God's word, it gives the enemy the opportunity to try to get into our lives and disrupt it, to make our lives not what God wants.
Exactly.
And God wants, you said God has staying power. We're talking gorilla glue here.
Right.
People, because what he says, he will do.
Amen.
And when he says if you draw closer to him, he's going to draw closer to you. And he's as close as just the mention of his name, that, you know, that song, you know, by Jimmy Swaggart saying it, just the mention of his name.
Yes.
Brings peace and glory and makes us want to stay closer to him.
Absolutely. And,
but I tell you, distractions of this world today can pull us away from God's word and pull us into places that we don't need to be. But by staying in the word, staying close to God, gives us that opportunity to, what was Nan was saying that the word had given to Nan, was that resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Mm-hmm.
And how we do that is through God's word, speaking the word, knowing scripture, knowing what to use. Where
that's
to
right.
When you're in the middle of the spirit, when you're in the middle of a
that's
storm,
right.
Where do you turn to? You don't turn to the world. You turn to Jesus.
And Betty, you have just given a perfect segue into this song that I'm throwing in here that was in my briefcase that Pastor Jim gave to me from Friday night. Word of God speak. Listen to this.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. And all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet to hear your voice. And word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and
yeah.
at a loss for words.
Praise God.
And the funny thing is, it's okay.
It's okay for us to have a loss of words. We just need the word from God's mouth. We have a poem, Nan, just got as that song was going on.
It's entitled, Pick Up My Word and Read. Read my word while you look to me and pray. You will learn so many wonderful things. Your life will not feel the same as before. This is the most wonderful thing to you I bring. Listen to what I speak through my word. You will learn so very much about me. Studying my word will make you stronger, and of your habits you will be freed. Actually, my word is there for you to read, but you must choose in your heart to change. I desire for you to hear what I've said there. The decision is yours, my precious little one. Pick up my word, begin to read it. You will learn so very much about my love. What will your decision be this moment? I will bless you, for I have so much love.
Whoa, boy, that's clear-cut direction. Woo, talk to me about that, Betty, and we'll get back to Nan on that in a minute. Woo, good stuff.
Clear-cut direction.
Isn't it?
I think one of the things that the Lord has laid on my heart in the last few days is to know that His Word is alive. And if His Word is alive, what would that do for us?
That's right.
If we got it deep down inside of us to clear out all of the junk that we keep within us on a daily basis. He's quick to perform His word. As being on the prayer team, I've seen God work wonders in just a matter of a few seconds.
Exactly.
A matter of a few days.
Right.
That He is. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a scalpel that can cut out all of the junk that we, again, still hold within us. And when God's word speaks to us, to me, is it all glory comes down.
Amen.
And I think sitting under your ministry for so many years is that we saw so many things transpire because of God's word.
Yes.
When God's word went out.
Yes.
When you spoke, or whenever you or Pastor Jim or whoever, whatever pastor speaks the word.
Yeah.
They speak the truth.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's what the people need now. But when God's word goes out, miracles start beginning to happen. And even when we pray God's word, miracles begin to happen.
Amen. Amen.
And so it's amazing to me that if you know, when was the last time you picked up your Bible? Well, I got to dust it off first. Is that...
Yeah.
We have to discipline. I'm going back to discipline.
Yes.
Disciplining ourselves enough to say, okay, God, I'm going to give you for the first five, for 5 days, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. 5 minutes of undivided attention strictly to you. In those 5 minutes, I will guarantee you that something in your life will change.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it be your habit of spending more time with Him, praying more, whatever, it will change your life. God's word is life changing to me.
It is.
And it's when His word speaks, things happen.
Mm. And I think, you made several good points, but one of them, Betty, is that discipline of taking time, setting aside time, and making sure that you realize that this is the most important thing that you can do in your day. Really, is to get the truth, that's the word here for today, truth down on the inside of you. What God says about you, how He sees you, what His plans are for you, and you can't get that by just going through your day and filling your head with every kind of distraction or every kind of electronic gadget or whatever. You've got to hear truth. Nan, talk to me about this, and then, we'll go on with that thought.
The Word of God is just so important to have in our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, Jesus was the Word.
Yes.
I mean, this marvelous if you want to call it a book,
yes,
by the Bible, with no disrespect intended, was written by many different people, but God inspired them
absolutely
in what to write. So it's His word to us,
yes,
through many, many different people, which that is a miracle within itself because it does not contradict itself. And many times, even in the New Testament, it fulfills things that was said in the Old Testament. You know, it's all together. There's nothing that conflicts with itself.
Right.
And to have that put together, you know, by God, it's a pretty cool thing.
Well, you just said it. I'm going to quote it. It's John 1:1. The Gospel of John in the New Testament says this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's talking about Jesus, okay? And that He is God, and He was there from the beginning, where there is no beginning with God. He's always been there. But I love John 1:14, because it says the Word became flesh. That's Jesus, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And then this is so important at the end of John 1:14, full of grace and truth, okay? Full of grace and truth. So the Word that we pick up and read is Jesus. He's inspired it to, as you just said, Nan, and Word of God, speak to me. That's what we need to be, have our prayer to be. Word of God, speak, because you're full of grace, which is so, we can't even begin. Grace empowers us to be all the things that we can't be in our own carnal human nature. And God, Jesus, is full of grace, and He's full of truth. So let's find out truth. Why do we want to believe a lie? The lies of our humanity, or the lies we hear the devil speaking to us. We need truth. Did you want to comment on that, Nan, before we go back to Betty?
Well, what I wanted to do was actually read something that was posted on Facebook. I think it relates to us.
Go ahead.
Is this someone who's affiliated with our church? And she said, my diet change and me trying to lose weight is paying off. I am down from 296 to 278, and I'm not done yet. Go me. And it's been since I posted I was a diabetic, so maybe 2 months ago, that I've lost all my weight.
Whoa.
Now, that is her dedication to the change of diet.
Right.
We need to have a spiritual change of diet.
Right.
We need to, if we're reading things that aren't real positive, if we're reading things that are just negative, we don't need that.
Right.
We need to change our diet. We need to look to the Word. And she, just as she is seeing,
right,
weight fall off from her, to use such a term, fall off from her, so are we spiritually.
Right.
When we spend time in the Word, we change our diet, we read,
yes,
the Word.
There you go,
and
Nan.
Things start falling off.
Woo.
Jealousy can give way to love, to,
right,
peace. All these things that we can have within ourselves can go away,
right,
because the Word is the light. Jesus is the light. And that light shines upon us as we spend time in the Word, and we learn from that, and we see those things that we need to give up, and then we ask His help, and He helps us. So,
ooh,
we just need a change of diet, just as this young lady has had.
Wow. Okay. Betty, comment on that before we get to this song.
Well, I think that once you start trying something different, you're going to see change.
Right. Yeah.
Once you get out of that habit of with this young lady of improper eating, you're going to see a change.
Yeah.
And I think this is what happens with people, with myself. I always use myself as an example. Is that if I eat too many carbs or I eat too much sugar, I start feeling really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
being pre-diabetic is that I have to change.
Right.
I have to change my eating habits. So if I want to change spiritually, I'm going to have to change what I'm doing,
mm-hmm,
of, you know, not taking time, you know, watching television, reading, and there's nothing wrong with reading, but maybe change your reading material to something that will spiritually lift you up, which is God's Word.
Amen.
Or a book that is written specifically for you, maybe for a problem that you have. 10 times out of 10, the first thing that's going to come out of that book is a scripture. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something from God's word to encourage you to maybe stop smoking or stop drinking diet drinks or to stop doing something that's harmful to your physical body. Is start feeding your spiritual body
right
with good things. Stay away from negativity. Stay away from drama. Stay away from people who bring you down. It just, again, it's renewing. It's a renewing of your mind, renewing of your spirit. And that's what God's word can do. He renews you.
He's calling us. Listen to this. Jesus calling. We'll get back to Betty and Nan in a minute.
What do you see when you look at your world today? Is it so full of clutter that you feel like you're going insane? And you can't fight back 'cause you're just too afraid. And it seems like the clouds in your sky don't want to change. You see, there's always another story, another side to every coin. And how you see your circumstance is all about a choice. When you see the rushing wind, feel the pouring rain, hear the thunder now as the clouds roll in. You're blinded by the lightning. Do you also hear that still small voice saying it's okay? You're not alone. You may be scared to death, but I won't let you go. And you may think the sky above is falling, but can you hear Jesus calling? What do you see when you look at your world today? Do you see a glimmer of hope? Has it all turned to gray? Well, start by counting your blessings one by one. And I'm sure right then you'll start to see the sun. You see, there's always another story, another side to every coin. And how you see your circumstance is all thunder now as the clouds roll in. You're blinded by the lightning. Do you also hear that still small voice saying it's okay? You're not alone. You may be scared to death, but I won't let you go. And you may think the sky above is falling, but can you hear Jesus calling? The darker the night, the brighter he can shine. When you see the rushing wind, feel the pouring rain, hear the thunder now as the clouds roll in, and you're blinded by the lightning. Do you also hear that still small voice saying it's okay? You're not alone. You may be scared to death, but I won't let you go.
Great words. You may think the sky above is falling, but do you hear Jesus calling, dear one? Can you hear him calling? He's speaking to you right now through the words that are coming out in this show, through these songs, through everything that we've been talking about. Do you hear him talking to you? And this last song we did was Word of God Speak. I mean, if we want to be aligned with what God has for us, we got to want to hear his voice. Talk to me about that, Betty, and then we'll get back to Nan. I mean, we have got to desire this. Do you hear Jesus calling? Because he is calling.
Yep, loud and clear. He's probably yelling at 4,600 decibels to try to get our attention.
Right.
Where... All we have to do is whisper his name, Jesus.
Yeah.
And he's on the scene.
Right.
And a desire to be closer to Jesus is a desire to want to be closer to Him.
Mm-hmm.
The desire to align yourself with Christ takes a lot of faith, takes the grace that He gives us and the mercy, and to know that He loves us more so than anything else because He created us.
Right.
And the thing that always just blows my mind is, where is God when I need Him? And I said in that song, He's there all the time. He's been there all the time, searching and longing to hear you talk to Him. His voice is clearer than any crystal glass that you can even imagine.
Yeah.
Is that when he talks to you, it's clear cut,
yeah,
crystal clear. It's perfect. I mean, there's going through a death, going through misery, going through a divorce, going through a financial crisis, is that He's there all the time.
Amen.
But you don't understand what I've been through. Maybe I don't, but He does.
Mm-hmm.
Because He's in control.
Right.
He has the power. If you'll turn on the switch, He'll give you the power to empower you to go on. He will empower you to give up the drugs that you're so involved in. He will give you the power if you let Him.
Amen.
If you give up your control and let Him take control, then the path will be greater. The path will be clearer. It will be a distinctive change for you in your life that you won't regret doing. But again, we have to give up control so that He can take it.
Oh, amen.
You know, Jesus, take the wheel.
Take the wheel.
That's what we want Him to do. Mm-hmm. Take the wheel.
Nan's got a poem, I think. Is that what you have there?
I do have a poem.
Of course,
from
that's
God.
Odd, isn't it, Betty, that she would have a poem?
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. I'm surprised that, you know, that there's not been more.
There's been quite a few already.
God's trying to tell us something, people, so maybe we shouldn't be listening.
Go ahead, Nan.
It's called I Am Calling You. I am calling you to a higher level in me. I love you. Can't this you see? I am here to help you in all that you face. You will make it by my wonderful grace.
Mm.
I will help you with all that you face, precious one. This is all made available due to my son. He gave the ultimate price for you. Will you accept this price? What will you do? You may not always understand all that occurs in your life. Your circumstances may be filled with much strife. However, I will help you. Just lean unto me. Even when the clouds come in, from your binds you will be freed. I will hold you through all that is going on. Look unto me and to my precious son. My word will speak to you in many ways. Pick it up and read while you pray.
Wow. I tell you, God is speaking prophetically here, Betty and Nan, through these poems and through also the things that are coming out today in this show. And I think that it's a wake-up call. What he's saying, it's a wake-up call. Come on, pick up your Bible. Desire to hear from God. Jesus is calling you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to give you a better life, and he wants to move in your circumstances. This is what I'm hearing over and over again. In fact, in these poems, they are downright how to hear God's voice. And we can't even begin to talk about the importance of that. It's just vitally important if you're going to grow and if you're going to align yourself with Him. Whoa, we got to do a station ID here, and we are going into our second hour. If you know somebody that can benefit from this show, give them a call and say, hey, tune in. It's live right now on tantalk1340.com, and then we'll be repeated different times on Starcom Media Network. And here we go, station ID, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.